Bears Draft Central, brought to you by Miller Lite.
You guys, we've said all along we wanted to improve the athleticism and speed on our defense, and we've definitely done that with Leonard Floyd. This guy lines up all over the field for Georgia. We see him as an outside linebacker in our defense. Just brings great athleticism for a guy that tall with that kind of length. Brings some juice to our defense that we need and will definitely help our pass rush. Yeah, we had, pretty strong feel he could go somewhere right in that area, and we were concerned that he would go, a couple picks ahead of us. So it was, there was a guy we identified, a guy we wanted, so let's not sit on our hands. And I think, again, like I said before, the luxury of having some extra picks gives us the ammunition to do those kind of things. So, there was a consensus on this player. All the scouts, all the coaches, all had this guy graded very similar. So for me, that kind of makes it an easier decision. And then in addition to that, it fills a major need on our defense. So we were excited about it, and we wanted to be aggressive and ensure we got the guy we wanted. Yeah, there wasn't one specific game. A guy this high in the draft, we were watching every single game throughout his whole collegiate career. So it was just all of us coming together, a vision for the player, coaches and scouts feeling the same way about it, and just a lot of confidence in him going forward. Yeah, he's from a really small town in Georgia, and just when you meet him and talk to him, he's just such a genuine guy, and football is really important in his life. At Georgia, there was times where he sat in three different meeting rooms, which tells you about his intelligence, and they were playing him in so many different roles. So he has a natural charisma to him, kind of like Kevin White has that same kind of charisma when you walk in a room. Leonard has that too. Yeah, you got to watch a lot of tape, but you see him. You see him come off the edge, and you see him beat people with outside speed and bend the corner. He's got a great inside spin move that's really difficult to defend. And again, you see him playing the run, So you see all those things. The guy rarely comes off the field. You're watching a lot of these college guys, and they're getting subbed in and out at critical moments of the game, and that's kind of a concern, right? This guy never comes off the field, and so you see him playing a lot of different positions. He's got great stamina, so all that's there.